Fairfield County's Community Foundation Fund for Women and Girls is collaborating with five local nonprofits to develop a program designed to fight sexual violence in Fairfield County. Tricia Hyacinth is the director of the Fund for Women and Girls, and Mindy Blupaka is the foundation's vice president of community impact. They join me now in the studio to talk about this project. Welcome. According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, in the U.S., one in three women and one in six men have experienced some form of contact sexual violence in their lifetime. And just this week, news broke about accusations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and possible sexual misconduct by him when he was a teenager. So this is a very timely subject. Tricia, could you tell us about this collaboration, how it all came together?
Absolutely. So we are on the cusp of the one-year anniversary of the Me Too movement. And in the late 2017 timeframe, the news was dominated by sexual misconduct. And the Fund for Women and Girls has prioritized safety for women and girls for about 10 years or so. And so we recognized the need to do something. And so we reached out to our grantee partners. We have four strong organizations that are in the Fairfield County area doing work in the sexual assault, domestic violence area. And we asked them, what is it that you can do collectively, collaboratively, that you cannot accomplish operating in parallel silos? And they embraced the idea of forming this collaborative.
Mindy, you say the fund has a renewable grant totaling $100,000. So does this mean you expect to continue this project for several years?
Big picture, we expect to continue this project and many similar projects in the years to come. For the fund and for the foundation as a whole, this way of making a grant, i.e. bringing organizations together to partner so deliberately and collaboratively, is really a new initiative for us. And I think that, as Tricia referenced, we really believe in the power of collaboration at the foundation, and we believe that we can accomplish more together and also that our grantees can accomplish more together. And so going forward, we do anticipate hopefully these four groups in particular continuing to work together collaboratively, but we envision additional cohorts in other areas that are really pertinent where we feel like there are some real social challenges to be addressed.
Your collaboration identified youth sports as a prime area of focus for the sexual violence prevention education program. Why is that?
The reason is because student athletes spend an exorbitant amount of time with their coaches and athletic directors, and they wield a great amount of influence over these youth. Research actually shows that athletes can often spend more hours per week in the presence of a coach than interacting with family. And we see that coaches have the ability to model pro-social behaviors for youth, and again, they spend a great deal of time, and so we think that that would be a great way for them to accomplish that.
Changing culture is certainly tough. So can an educational program change the culture of sports to keep students and athletes safe from sexual violence?
It's not something that happens overnight. But as we think about the collaborative nature of this work, you know, there's an African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I think because we're not necessarily trying to move the needle and change culture quickly, but we are trying to change it profoundly. So I think our goal is to go far. And I think over time, if we continue to invest, if the organizations continue to work together, if we continue to touch the key influencers in the community, I think over time we can go far to change culture.
When will the educational program be available?
So presently, the Center for Sexual Assault, Crisis Counseling and Education, the Center for Family Justice, Triangle Community Center, Women's Center of Greater Danbury, and YWCA Greenwich. They're working on developing the curriculum, and the curriculum will roll out probably over the next several months. They do anticipate doing a soft launch of the curriculum, so there'll be a beta version where they'll have an opportunity to get input from a select number of athletic coaches and directors, and that will then they'll have an opportunity to recalibrate the curriculum and then roll it out to a broader audience, both online and via in-person trainings.
And how do you plan to get the program into the institutions that you're targeting?
So these organizations, they all bring unique relationships to the cohort. And so they're currently working with a number of public schools and private schools, and they have relationships with a number of coaches and athletic directors. So they plan to bring them in early on and then use them as champions to get them to spread the message about the curriculum and so forth. I do think that it's important to note that we gave those organizations, it was originally four organizations, the opportunity to decide what it is that they wanted to focus their efforts on, and that's where they landed in terms of the interscholastic youth sports. But while they were determining what areas they wanted to, or they thought that they would have the most impact, they decided that they needed to include a fifth organization because they realized that there are certain populations that are more impacted by sexual assault, so that being the elderly, developmentally disabled, and LGBTQ community. And so they decided that to be very inclusive, and which is also one of our values, they brought in this additional organization, Triangle Community Center, into the fold so that they could have the LGBTQ identity in the mix.
Tricia Hyacinth and Mendy Blupaka with Fairfield County's Community Foundation, we thank you for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having us.